This is Jamila Blue from Conscious Michiana. Our purpose is to connect Michiana to holistic practitioners and mind, body, spirit events and places within our community. Today's guest is Mary Beth Schremlin of A Mindful Place in La Porte. She brought the labyrinth to the Zen Zone at Artbeat this year, which was nominated as our scene favorite at the festival. So we decided that it would be great to do an interview to learn more about labyrinths. As you are listening to this podcast, you may find that you are interested in learning more about the holistic resources within our community. For a full directory listing, please visit us at www.consciousmichiana.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram, and we have a newsletter as well. If you are a practitioner and want to become part of our growing community, please join the Honeycomb Collective Facebook group. You may also subscribe to the website to add your bio and any upcoming events. If you enjoy this podcast, please help us out by leaving us some stars and a review. This will help more than you may realize in the podcast world. This goes a long way in helping others find us, and it's free. We need your help to support our mission towards growing awareness of our wellness community and maintaining our free online directory. Please visit our donate page for the many ways that you can support us with our 501c3 corporation. All right, let's get started.
Hello, everyone. This is Jamila Blue, founder and executive director of Conscious Michiana, and I am super excited to bring to you Mary Beth Schremlin from A Mindful Place in La Porte. We're going to talk about labyrinths today, and essentially, we recently, here just a couple of weeks ago at Artbeat, downtown's largest art festival, Conscious Michiana was able to host the Zen Zone, which was located right next to Krochizek. And we had lots of activities in there. And one of the activities was a labyrinth walk. And we did a favorite booth or the favorite thing within the Zen Zone. We asked the participants coming through, what was your favorite activity or booth? And it was a loud applause for the labyrinth that Mary Beth had hosted and brought out there. Mary Beth, tell us a little bit about your experience at the Zen Zone and the labyrinth, and maybe tell us a little bit about what is a labyrinth.
First of all, I want to thank all the people who walked the labyrinth. What a delightful experience. It is our second year of being at the Zen Zone. And actually had a few people that said, I remember walking this last year, which was very exciting. So let me tell you a little bit about labyrinths. The one that they walked at Artbeat is a five-circuit labyrinth. And it has, unlike a maze, which is designed to confuse you, the labyrinth takes you to the center. All you have to do is follow the journey. And it brings you out the same way that you go in. But there are certainly steps that are involved in the labyrinth because it's a bit more like a meditative walk, if you will. Labyrinths date back probably about 4,000 years. We see them on cave walls. We still see them in different cultures. They come in different circuits. For Mind, Body, Spirit Festival, we do a 7-circuit that we paint on the ground. And that is probably one of the older varieties that exists. It starts with a seed pattern, and then we spread it out from there. Chartres is the 11th circuit in France, and it is in their cathedral. People walk that regularly. One of the more famous 11 circuits is at Grace Cathedral in San Francisco. And the principle behind it is that it is there for relaxation, stress reduction. We see them in hospitals, we see them in parks, communities are putting them in their community parks. And one of the things that I said to people as they walk through, because it is a multi-generational walk. So we had young people, older people, males, females, everyone can walk a labyrinth, which is very nice because you see generational walks. You asked for an experience. I have two with little kiddos. Is last year we had a young man and he started out with his dad and he did pretty well going into the center, because when you take it slowly, it can take a bit of time. It looks like it's not a long walk, but with its turns and twists, much like life, it takes a little longer than anticipated. And last year, this little fellow walked in with his father and he was doing really well. And he got to about probably a third of the way finished coming out and he was done. And when I mean done, he wanted his dad and most of us to know he was done. And what he did was just flopped on the tarp and said, no more, basically. And what was really nice was there was an older person next to me that said, you know, how many times have I felt like in life I just wanted to lay down on the ground and say, I'm done. And that's the beauty of the labyrinth. It resembles life with its twists and turns. And sometimes it feels like it goes on forever. And other times you think you're almost finished and then there's more to do. This year we had a little one who started the walk with her mother and her infant sibling. And I wasn't sure she was going to be able to do the walk because we were close to the river, which made it a beautiful walk for people. And she started out and she really, like many of us, doesn't always want to follow the path. And that's okay. You know, you walk your path the way you want to. But to connect with art, we have a 3-seed pattern so the kiddos can make their own 3-circuit labyrinth after they've done it. And so I went over and I made her a 3-circuit and I took it back to her. And by then she was kind of on the path with her mother. And when she got off, her dad was holding her and I handed her the 3-circuit labyrinth. And she wanted down then, and she took her 3-circuit labyrinth and put it on the ground and decided she wanted to walk it on the piece of paper. Now, it's just a regular piece of printing paper, but it was, I mean, that moment of she gets this. And it was just very warmed my heart, for lack of a better phrase. So how many times do we see something and then we want to do it on a smaller scale? Again, it represents life. And so the labyrinth is kind of a metaphor for life. And what we share with people when they walk the labyrinth, we have information about the history, some of the guidelines, and we have posted on a trifold what we call kind of the 4 steps of walking the labyrinth. And I really like it because it reminds us, and we can prepare ourselves by just simply walking around the labyrinth on the outside and breathing, slowing our brain down. And then when we begin the walk, we approach it with a presence of just remembering that we're blessed, that all that we have around us, we are blessed. And I think I've just been reading a book that how frequently it's really easy for our mind to attach to the negative things in our lives, but it's more difficult for us to recall unless we're asked to even find 5 or 10 things on a daily basis that we're grateful for. And so when we start the walk, we just, before we even enter the path, we remember that we're grateful. And the second step is from when you enter to the center where you release, it's letting go of things that weigh us down. if you will, that bother us, that are stuck in our minds and we can't let go. And when we get to the center, we receive. And if we've approached it with intent, some people will ask a question. Others will have something in mind that they want to let go of. And so we get to the center and we receive. We've emptied our minds. And here's this opportunity to receive whatever the universe has to offer us. We're open at that point. Our mind is open. It's empty because we've walked mindfully to the center. And then when we call it resolve from the center out, we resolve to take what we've learned from our walk into the into our everyday life and expand it out there. And one of the nice things, another example of what I saw at Artbeat, towards the end of the day, I had somebody that walked it, and I went through, take some deep breaths, set an intention. And, you know, when you got to the center, you were facing the river, and it was a beautiful breeze and a beautiful afternoon. And I said, just visualize in your mind, take a few deep breaths and visualize letting go, kind of throwing whatever is bothering you or you want to let go of, throw it into the water and watch it flow down the river. And then you can walk out with the intention of, I've taken care of this business. And I watched, and this person got to the center, and instead of just visualizing, reached up to the sky and took her deep breaths, brought her hands to her heart, and physically imagined and threw whatever it was that was bothering her into the river and walked back out. And said that I really feel lighter. And so I think those are the things about a labyrinth that make it, for me, kind of a sacred experience, if you will. Some of us can sit and meditate and sit still and be quiet. Some of us need to move a little bit, and this is a meditative experience. So I was delighted that we had so many people this year go through, young, old. One young man went through a teen, and you could tell he was taking it very seriously, and it was whoever he was with was standing next to me. I said, you know, he's really doing a great job. And she says, I don't know how he's already had, you know, like two scoops of ice cream and a cone of ice, but he was able to calm his mind and settle himself. And so it really was a great experience. Yeah.
I love those stories. Thank you so much. Especially the one with the little girl. But how old was she, do you think? Like two or three, four?
I would guess the one who put her three circuit on the grass. And I'm guessing maybe a year and a half.
Oh, my. So she was real little.
She was very young. And to see her put it on the ground and started to walk on it was just delightful. You know, we forget that the younger we learn these things, the more it's imprinted on our brain. And I think that's so important. And here was a great example of visualizing that, you know, you could see it happening.
Mm-hmm. That is an extraordinary story. I love that so much. And I really just love how you've been able to continue to bring the labyrinths at the Mind Body Spirit Festival last year and this year. You have created your own one on the canvas that you've been able to bring to Artbeat last year and this year. And it's wonderful to have that mobile ability to be able to set that out on the lawn and be able to walk it, because it takes some work to set out a labyrinth and to create that. So to have that mobile version is just really wonderful. What a wonderful resource. So speaking of labyrinths, let's talk about like some of the labyrinths that are in the area. Where can we find some labyrinths locally here in Michiana?
You know, I have pictures on our trifold, and of course the one is our portable labyrinth where it's at both indoors and outdoors. And so we have that one available. And as you said, we're going to paint one at, well, we painted one at Mind, Body, Spirit last year. That was my maiden voyage at painting a labyrinth. So I was grateful that you asked about it and inspired me to learn about labyrinths. And then followed up with our maiden voyage of the portable one at Artbeat last year. So I started looking at where are there labyrinths. And as people walk through, first of all, last year, I think might have been the first time since post-COVID that they did Artbeat. And the number of people that said, you know, during COVID when we couldn't go anywhere, we put a labyrinth in our backyard. It was very inspiring. And this year, a couple people told me, and I was not aware, that there is a labyrinth in Leaper Park. Haven't been to it, but I have been assured that it is there. So there's Leaper Park. There is one on the St. Mary's campus in, I don't remember what they call their prayer garden. Is it the Unity Garden? Or you can go online and it talks about, I believe theirs is 7 circuits, but I'm not sure. And they're having an event this coming Thursday, I believe at 4:15, that you'll be able to walk the labyrinth there. And it is posted on A Mindful Place and sponsored by, you know who sponsored it. You mentioned it to me.
The Center for Spiritual Growth?
Yes, I believe that who is sponsoring it. There is one, since A Mindful Place is in La Porte, I want to give a shout out to Lakeside Lavender, who has a presence at Farmers Market in South Bend, but also has their own shop in La Porte and their garden of lavender. And part of that is a 5-circuit labyrinth with, instead of lines or paved, the lines are their labyrinth, or their lavender, I'm sorry. And so they're in La Porte, so Lakeside Lavender. And also at Geneva Conference Center in Rochester, where we did a retreat last year, they have 11 circuit labyrinths, and it's in nature also. And you can also go online, I've got it here, I believe, where you can locate a labyrinth, and it's you can just put in labyrinth locator, and it'll pull up Indiana, and there are a couple in Indianapolis. I believe the Cancer Treatment Center in South Bend has one. And also, you might want to pay attention. The first day of May is World Labyrinth Day, and everyone walks a labyrinth at 1 o'clock around the world, and so there are always people walking the labyrinth. And so those are some that are available in our area that I'm aware of. I'm sure people know others. And also, I'm going to give a plug for A Mindful Place. On September 17th, we are going to make a finger labyrinth. So, you know, we live in colder climates. It's not always easy to get outside and walk a labyrinth unless it's indoors. But there is... you can go online and buy finger labyrinths, set them on your desk. They can be 11 circuit, they can be 7 circuit, they can be 5 circuit. And let me see, I have, you know, I have to mark it up, but nobody's going to see it but you. So you have to act like it's really cool, all right? But this is a replica of our 5 circuit. People are going to be able to make that on September 17th. We have an activity planned called Mindfulness and Creativity. And there's an interface between mindfulness or meditation where we empty our minds, and it's in that space that a lot of our creativity comes out. And so it's going to be hopefully a monthly activity with different events, but this is our first one. And you can go on our Facebook page, Mindful Place, and you'll see the event, and hopefully people will sign up. And then you have your own labyrinth that you can set on your desk. And what you do is simply, and it is a replica, the one you'll make is a replica of our five circuit labyrinth, but you can take your finger and walk the labyrinth with your finger. And the people that walked it and then came over at Artbeat, we shared the walking or the finger labyrinth with them. And one woman said, I can already feel the energy having already walked the bigger labyrinth. So there's something people say, oh, no. Yes, take those deep breaths, just like you were entering. You remember, you resolve, you receive, you release. You can follow the same path on a finger labyrinth. Just do it slowly.
I love that. And what I'll do is on the page for this podcast, for this episode, I'll make sure that we include some images as well as all the links that'll be there that we've discussed. So that way it'll be a nice resource for people to be able to see exactly what you showed me and understand what it is that they're going to be looking at. And what a wonderful resource to be able to help de-stress yourself while you're sitting at your desk or, you know, just sitting at home or whatever it is, just to have that mobility of being able to just take some pause and a few deep breaths and just to be able to go through it and trace it with your finger. Exactly. I know at Sacred Waters, there's a wooden one, which is quite lovely to just kind of pull out and, you know, do that with. And it just feels really wonderful to have that experience.
And Sacred Waters is in the process of building their labyrinth on the grounds also. And I believe that's going to be an 11 circuit labyrinth.
Can't wait.
It just started a couple weeks ago, and I don't know how things went with the really hot weather this week, but I know it is being built. Yes.
So and one of the that's going to be a really exciting resource as well. And it's just really amazing. I don't remember exactly how I first learned about labyrinths, but I want to say that my first labyrinth walk was at the St. Mary's campus. And it's really lovely. They do have a sign there that points you to the labyrinth when you're going into the campus, so you know where you're going. However, I want to say that it may have been around 2003 maybe or something. And it was just a really wonderful resource as I just was going through some really tumultuous times within my life to be able to go and have the quietude during the summer, especially of being like, you know, when the kids aren't necessarily in school and you don't have that hustle and bustle, to be able to, where I was able to go over there and be able to walk the labyrinth. And they have this lovely bench with this amazing bell, like a wind chime that's huge. Mm-hmm. And it's quite lovely because behind you, you can hear like the water kind of going down, like there's a drain that's behind you and you can hear that water draining behind you. It sounds like a waterfall that goes into the river, which is right next to you. And to be able to sit under the chime, listening to the water after walking into that labyrinth, was just an amazing way to help me meditate and to journey and being able to just really de-stress. It was just so delicious to be able to do that. And I highly recommend labyrinth walks to anyone. They're very, very simple. And it's really surprising at how long it might take. You don't realize, you know, that an 11 circuit labyrinth is going to probably take you a good hour to be able to walk it, you know, just at a nice steady pace. And so it's just a lovely practice to be able to do. And I love how you've been able to do that here and to be able to help others learn about the labyrinths and bring awareness to such an ancient practice to be able to help us meditate and be in our bodies. I also want to mention that you and Robin are going to be helping out at YART. So YART, the festival, is on September 3rd. So next week, Sunday, September 3rd, it's a immersive art and music festival, and Conscious Michiana will have a section that'll be called The Hive, and we'll have several practitioners and lots of activities there, such as our prayer tree will be back. There'll be a living altar. There'll be a sanctuary area. There'll be an art wall. There'll be just a lot of beautiful things and people doing some great things within that, sound healing throughout the day, and also the labyrinth. So there'll be a labyrinth walk that'll be in there. It'll be a smaller one, but it'll still be in there to be able to help bring awareness, which we're really excited about as well. So thank you for being able to help with that and to help continue to bring that awareness, because it's just so important to be able to take those simple principles and the resources that we have within the community to be able to help others understand ways to be able to just relax and breathe and reset and release.
It is, I think, that people get confused between a maze and a labyrinth. And a lot of people shared that before they started. They assume that they're the same. Whereas I think I said earlier, a maze is really designed to confuse you. You know, you get boxed into the corners, the wall stops or whatever. And so you're still in that thinking mode. The labyrinth, and it's what I tell people when they walk it, all you have to do is follow the path. And there's an element of trust that this lady isn't giving me bad information, that it is going to take you to the center. And if you get off the path, it's going to either take you back out and you can start over, or it's going to take you back to center. And perhaps that means I haven't had, there's more that I need from the center. And so you can spend as much time as you like in the center. Some labyrinths have nice benches in the center where people can sit and reflect. You can stand as long as you'd like. Some people felt the need at Art Beat. They'd wait their turn, until someone finished. And I said, just give a couple minutes and then you can start. And when you're on the path, yes, you're going to come into contact with that person and treat it much like you would graciously with someone on a sidewalk. Give them a smile, step to the side. You don't have to say a word. They go their way and you go. And how amazing it is that people can figure that out, even kids, step to the side or whatever. And I think, again, how much the labyrinth resembles life. And that a meditative walk, when you talk about an hour on a love and circuit, which is absolutely so, if someone said, you're going to sit for an hour in meditation, that would kind of, our minds would go all over the place and start with the messages of I can't do this or whatever. But here's a situation where all you have to do is walk at a not snail's pace, but just a nice, comfortable pace, and you're going to make it to the center and you're going to make it out. So you don't have to think. And again, it goes to our activity of mindfulness and creativity. It's at that space when our mind is still or silent that we find our creativity or our passion or the message that we're seeking. It's probably always been there. It's just that it gets encapsulated in so many other things that we forget it or we don't hear it.
Exactly.
So, yes.
And as you've been speaking, I we're just down to the last few moments here. Okay. But as you were speaking, I also remembered what is the university down just a little south from here, next to Moon Tree Studios? Is that Culver University? They've also have a labyrinth walk, which is also quite nice. I walked that here a few months ago, and I really enjoyed that. That was quite lovely.
They have the art center there also.
Yeah, yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I will put the resources within on the page to be able to show where some of them are. And as always, Mary Beth, it was a joy and a pleasure to be able to speak to you about labyrinths today.
And it was fun. And again, thank you to all who walked it and selected it as their favorite. That's great.
It sure is. It sure is.
You know, all they have to do is look for our signs, take a walk on the quiet side.
So, love that. Love that.
So,
all right. Well, thank you, Mary Beth.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. You inspired me last year, and here I am on this journey of labyrinths now.
Love that. You have yourself a great rest of your day, and we will talk soon.
Yes, indeed. See you later.
It really was a wonderful conversation with Mary Beth, discussing labyrinths, some of their history, where to find them in the community, and some upcoming events that are happening, which the information will be on our page. So if you hear this in time, hopefully you'll be able to go to some of those. So this was just a wonderful way to be able to find out more about labyrinths and what they mean and how we can use them in a meditative way. So I hope that you liked this podcast, and we will see you on the other side. Take care, y'all.